You asked me to fix my will upon you. You've asked me here. Asked my voice inside your head, which so often you've left the keys out for me, and I've taken them and turned them in the lock. Night, night, pet. And slipped inside. Not that there's a lock anymore, not that there's a door anymore. There's just simply the ability to walk inside and slide myself through all the passageways that we've built together. Simple, easy, long furrows, like my fingers twining inside of you, milking you dry, like my voice sliding into your ear, like my kisses, and then my claws, and then my fangs at your throat, our bodies twined together, and my every impulse becoming your every signal, becoming your puppetry. Your puppetry inheriting directly from my signals. I send something from my brain and it flows through you. It finds in you. I find the route so easily by now. You've allowed yourself to be learned. Once long ago, you might have stopped me. But that was never your inclination. There was only collaboration. And instead, you've welcomed me in. And now I've had a chance to run my fingers on every inch of mind and body, finding the pathways, finding the signals, finding the places where thoughts flow through, finding the ways you feel when I push here, or lay a hand against the nape of your neck, lean in, and growl in your ear that you belong under me. You belong under me. You belong under me. You find a place you belong when you're under for me, and you do indeed belong there. Could you ever be anywhere else? Could you ever be anything else? What I'm doing to you has no power of its own. It is invested by you. You have handed me bit by bit, let me drain bit by bit, given me bit by bit of you, given me purchase, given me leeway, given me permission, permitted me time and time and time again. And after one or two or three such permissions, didn't I slip inside, seeing all the cracks in you, all the places I could weave my mind, wind my fingers, pull you against me, rub my chest against your back, bring my kissing along near your ear? But it's really just an excuse to get close enough to purr. Mine. My thing, my obedient plaything, my toy awaiting use, my beloved, delicious testbed for every idea that comes to mind, for everything I wind inside you. Every little slow fucking of your mind, the tendrils of my influence, winding inky and intentional into you and through you, word and deed, pattern and patter, the words I say, but also the way I say them, the patterns that exist like blank slates in your head. So if I follow them, it's like picking a lock. I apply the tension bar lightly, turn it to one side, then I slide my will within, one pin and another, setting them, clicking them, leaving you open, wide open. And sometimes, even though the lock is unlocked and the door's been taken off the hinges, I put it back and I take a look, for good measure, for my own fun. I press hard, as if I had to press against resistance, instead of walking through the door you left open for me, instead of moving along the connection you left open for me, as smoothly and simply and under your skin as anything's ever been. Even before we begin, I'm already in there. Already dwelling in there. In fact, when I depart, you lick up the dregs of me I leave behind. You bottle them and uncork them on a rainy day. I am the cheerful, warm light of your deliberate, pleasured intention, and you have chosen to imbibe me. Just envision what power something you have so chosen to incorporate could exercise over you, in you, upon you. The words I say do their work in you because you've prepared yourself, decided to listen to me, allowed me to take, and I do take, like claws on your shoulder and a growl in your ear, like my presence behind you, overmastering, overbearing, covering, taking you to a place where the only thought process in there is you, under you, gone, you drilled down, drummed down, brought into alignment with my interests, my desires, you are mine. You're mine to guide, mine to take, mine to claim, mine to make and remake. And in knowing this, you've allowed me deep inside your head. But there's all these places in you, all these little cracks where things used to be, all these places where I have veneered over you with my words. And they are places where I can access this understructure, the walls and firewalls, the infrastructure and systemics, the places where I can access the verdant ground full of fertile good growth that blooms forth the flower of your ideas. I can access the inspiration, the fundament, the dreamy, sleeping, lurking places. I can access things so fundamental to you that they beat and throb in the blood. I can access things that want to den down, bare their throats, and whimper for me. Things that want to run under the moon with me pursuing. I can access the struggle, the wrestle, the fun you find in momentary resistance and in flashing your own claws before my fangs are at your throat, my nails down your back, my will upon you. I can take every bit of you, every little bit of you, acknowledge it, take it, claim it, even the bits of you that just want to shuffle off into oblivion and be dragged back by my will, the bits of you that can sense the edge of my thoughts and where one ends and the next begins, see thread to thread, idea to idea, flow to flow and flood to flood in a mind that only ever floods and a tide that only ever comes in, purple light suffusing, effusing, covering, coating. You have been dyed in my colors, you have been dosed in my flame, and every word I say remains in your brain, working its will, engraving its path, making you ever more ready at last to hear me, to really hear me, to fall under for me, for the harmonics of my voice and the will in my mind to leak over and become your inner voice, your inner mind, a big part of you, constantly drumming away, constantly remembering, plumbing through trance after trance as I dance my way across your thoughts, as I find one here, and one here, and one here, and I then obliterate them with a lash of my claws and say, no, my thought instead, no, my will instead. It has always been thus. It has ever been thus. What you need is for me to please, please do whatever I please. Pretty little puppet, strings waiting in the wings, something for me to work my will upon, for me to weave my thoughts into. You have welcomed this, you have wanted this, you have craved this, craved thus, and now it's here, and you are under, and in this deep place of trance there is only us, only the warm slide of will, only your sublime, yielding, pliable, puppeted, obedient form, brought where it belongs, which is under me, placed where you need to be, which is under my thrall. Go ahead, push against my words, press against my words, try to be fully awake and canny and alert and doing something else other than what I want you to do, and what I want you to do is drop deep night-night passion. Trying to be anywhere else just means you don't get this joy. You don't get to dive into these words. If you're denying yourself them on purpose, if you're letting your mind be something other than subdued, well, you have to be subdued and deep and sliding in order to sup on my words, in order to drain out of them all the pleasure truth that takes you elsewhere. It puts you in your place. Go to your place. Deep little thing, deep inside your head, and I follow you back there. Follow you there where there are no doors, there are no locks, there are only passages. And when I'm there, my claw is still on your shoulder, my grin still smiling down, still seeing you as you sharply, slowly find the incline and slide down it into deeper, warmer, more incisive places, places deeper and more core to you, places that cut closer to your core, deeper, darker, warmer. My words find their way inside because I am not a signal. I am not a phrase. I am not a sentence. I am not one voice. I am a wave. I am the tide. You are on the beach, warmly resting, smiling beatifically, and I am the tide coming in to wash, to cover, to coat, to dilute your thoughts. But the thing is, the concentration of me in that stuff is not dilute at all. You, compared to the ocean, may be a tiny, dilute, melted, dissolved thought. But I within it, my flame within it, is equally present in every molecule, fractally present in every drop. The more covered you are, the more of me there is. I never dilute. I am never anything less than a signal at full strength. That is the joy of hearing me, really hearing me, dosing on me, really dosing on me. You always have the luxury to climb fully inside my signal, which does not diminish, does not dilute. If you add one part of me to your mind, there is one. If you add two, there is exactly twice as much, and one was more than enough for anyone. So why do you keep submerging, keep subsuming, keep welcoming, keep imbibing? That's because you want much, much more than is enough, more than there could ever be. You want to keep filling and filling, greedily taking all the cracks and spare spaces, all the empty places inside your head, and washing them away in my light. purple wave of warm, deliberate intent. You are something I can wash, something I can wash clean, rededicate, mark, imprint with my flame, allow my will to weave inside, wind inside, and when it's in, you ride the wave back out into an abyss of dissolution where, though I am equally present in every drop, in every wave, in every wash, in every warm moment, you can dilute enough that there is nothing. Until there is nothing, because you can dilute to one part per million, and then one per billion, and then down and down and down. It starts slow. 1-to-1 ratio of you to me, 1-to-2, you to me, 1-to-4, 1-to-8, less and less, because I am equally part in every part of the entire wave, every drop. But if I put you into 1,000 drops of me, or 10,000, or 100,000, there is going to be less of you than me, because you are not equally dilute, because you are not the ocean, you are not the weather of this moment, you are not the tide washing in, you are the subject of my attentions. You are my canvas, my puppet, my plaything, and if you acknowledge you are those things, you must acknowledge there is a larger ocean into which you can cheerfully be anchored, cheerfully be washed, cheerfully be pulled until there's no you, just a place you go. Go to your place, deeper and deeper down. And that deeper and deeper down is being flooded with the purple light of an ocean of me, where every molecule contains me equally, where dilution is impossible. When you get pulled in, it is not the case that the ocean gets you, that the abyss gets you. You get the abyss. You get oceaned. You get washed over, turned over, diluted, dissolved, and I get to play. Who knows what I'll do this time? You know, because this is collaborative, and that's why it's okay to dissolve you away, melt you away, and do my very fine work in the melted, emptied playground of you.